You are listening to The Sharing Project, and I'm your host, Kristen. Join me as I share kindred conversations with inspirational people in my life. We'll discuss the meaning of life, our soul's purpose, making big decisions. Big decisions. That is a big decision to say big decisions. And living as our most authentic selves. Welcome. Okay, what am I even talking about today? I just hopped on. I have about a half an hour before I have to go for my mammogram. Yes, I have a mammogram this afternoon. And I'm supposed to show up without any deodorant or cream on my body, which should be really fun in a dry season when I've been drinking coffee and jumping around with preschoolers all day. So yeah. Anyway, had a little bit of time, wanted to just hop on and record this episode. I honestly don't even know what I'm going to talk about. I have a couple of talking points, but we're just going to see where it goes. I've decided that I'll do alternating episodes solo and with a guest. And my last guest was my friend Emily, and we'll look forward to a fantastic guest next time. That's my way of saying I don't know yet who it's going to be. But if you'd like to be a guest on my show, please let me know. Don't be shy. Don't think, oh, well, if she really wanted me, she would have asked me already. Let's not do that, okay? I have a lot going on. I have a couple people that I've asked to do a show, and I have a couple people who've offered that I haven't followed up with. It's not personal. It's just we all have stuff, right? So if you want to be on my show, don't be shy. Let me know. Say, hey, I want to come on your show and talk about ABC or XYZ, and I'm going to be like, I love it. I will not say no to anybody that I know and like. So if I know you, I like you. So come on my show. Okay, so I think today what I want to share with you all is some journaling that I've been doing. Not too long ago, I was listening to an episode of Guess What? We Can Do Hard Things podcast, which sometimes we refer to as the podcast. I should be calling this the podcast, but instead I'm calling Glennon Doyle's podcast the podcast. It's because so many of my friends and I listen to that, and we have a lot of sharing that we do around that show and the guests that she features. So she was interviewing Elizabeth Gilbert, who's an author. And Elizabeth Gilbert, she's most well known for her novel, Eat, Pray, Love, her autobiographical novel that was then turned into a movie by the same name. And in it, she shared a lot. I think she was actually in two episodes, but she shared her spiritual practice that really stuck with me. She does a daily journaling prompt. It's the same thing every day. And she journals her response to the question, Dear God, what would you have me know today? So she writes that down. I don't know if she writes that part down, but that's the prompt that she's answering. I actually write it down. It helps me focus. And then I respond. So a couple of things before I share with you some of my journal entries that I've come up with. I'll say I've come up with them, but I really think they have kind of come through me, because some of the beliefs that I hold that I felt were very challenging or risky in the past, I'm learning to embrace them and own them unapologetically and without fear. And one of those is that God is within us. And this is coming up a lot for me around the community of religious deconstruction, which is something I'm doing pretty actively these days, and realize that I have been doing pretty actively for the past several years, but really breaking down the religious beliefs with which I've grown up, the things that I've assumed are correct and right and real, and in a lot of cases, exclusively right and real, and looking at them, turning them over, dissecting them, questioning them. I have so much to say about this subject, but one of the things is, you know, this kind of maybe scary, dangerous, blasphemous even belief that God is actually within us. Now, I don't really understand why this is controversial, honestly, because everything that I learned about God in my upbringing, and I grew up Catholic, and I've done a lot of work in the Catholic Church, a lot of Catholic ministry, spirituality, mostly with teenagers, but not exclusively, is that I learned that, you know, we receive the gift of the Spirit, right? Like in our confirmation, which is something that Catholics do. It's one of the sacraments. And that gift of the Spirit brings with us seven gifts. Literally, there are seven gifts or facets to the Holy Spirit. I can't name them all for you right now, but the ones that really stand out for me are strength or fortitude, courage. Are those the same thing in the gifts of the Spirit? I don't know. I have to do my research. And wisdom. And if the Spirit is to be with us, right? So Jesus died, rose from the dead, and then ascended into heaven and said, I'm going to leave my Holy Spirit with you. And the Holy Spirit's going to be the advocate and is going to show you the way. Okay, so if I believe that, and I did, and I continue to, then I believe that the Spirit is with us, like literally, and that we have those gifts, right? And that they're ours to have and to use. And so the need for outside consultation, the need for external authority, the need for following all the rules dwindles the more and more we have the Spirit. So all that to say, the concept of God being within me is not foreign to me, but I think that if there's a religion or a religious tradition that teaches that, it's like they want you to believe it, but not too much. Like, okay, Catholics take the bread and the wine at communion, and Catholics believe that that is the real presence of Jesus, okay? The real presence, which is a distinction from other Christian denominations who recognize it as just a sign and a symbol. Okay, so this is like a big debate point. And always a debate that I never really wanted to have and didn't really give a crap about. Is it really Jesus? Is it a symbol? Is it real? I'm not really interested in that particular discussion or debate. But what I am interested in is the power of the message that Jesus or God, if you believe that Jesus is God, which I believe Jesus was God, as I believe we all are, that when we receive that, then that becomes part of us, okay? That essence of whoever Jesus was, and that we can then go and be like Jesus, okay? But I think it stops short because I think it's still, the teaching is still saying, yeah, but you still have to receive it from outside yourself. So that's where I depart. That's where I depart from the traditional religious belief, is that yes, I believe in Jesus. Yes, I believe Jesus is present in the Eucharist. Yes, I believe all of that. But I also believe that you don't have to take it in for it to be true. I think that humans, like, it's our birthright. It's about uncovering and discovering that that's who we truly are, that we all are the essence of God, that we all are worthy, that we all contain it already. It's a matter of discovering and uncovering, not planting as if it needs to be inserted into us, but it's already part of who we are as humans. So anyway, I don't want to get into a whole theological debate here. I just wanted to set that up as a way of saying, you know, maybe for some of us, we're saying, oh, you're going to write a journal and claim that it's God talking to you. I'm like, yeah, I have the audacity to say that. Back when I was in high school, I had a really, really good friend, Charlie. Rest in peace, Charlie, who introduced me to Neil Donald Walsh's Conversations with God. And that was a book in which Neil Donald Walsh, the author, had dialogues with God, where he said, or he claimed, I'll say he claimed because I felt it was controversial at the time, because it rubbed up against my religious beliefs about, you know, external authority versus internal, that he was having these conversations with God, and he had pages and pages and chapters and came to be books and books of him conversing with God. And I remember reading this, Charlie introduced me to these books and loving it, the intimacy, the authenticity of these conversations that I was being privy to. much later, and then I was doing some of that journaling as well, while I was sometimes being a little skeptical of myself, like, is this really God? Like, but isn't God something that has to come from church, from mass, from the Eucharist, from, you know, always from other, always from outside, right? So much, much later, when I was doing my grad program at the University of Santa Monica, USM, I did a master's degree in spiritual psychology. I had the chance to prepare a second year project, and I decided to produce a concert. So that was my heartfelt dream, was to give a concert. And I produced, directed, starred in, organized the entire thing. This was in 2010. And I called it Dreams and Visions. And I don't remember my tagline, but it was something like, what happens when you trust the wisdom of your spirit, or something. And I remember telling, at the time, I was working at a Catholic high school, and my principal was a religious brother, and he and I were really close. And I remember inviting him to my show and showing him the flyer, and he read that tagline, and he kind of gave me a look like, trust the wisdom of your own spirit, like, kind of like, but isn't that like not what you're supposed to do? Like, you're supposed to trust God's spirit. And here I am saying it's the same thing. Yes and yes. I felt like that was audacious at the time. And at the time, that concert felt to me like my desire, I felt, was to provide like a bridge between the secular and the spiritual, or the secular and the religious. Then I'm saying, you know, it's both and we're all talking about the same thing. So is it our inner counselor? Is it our inner guide? Is it the Holy Spirit? Is it Jesus in us? Is it God incarnate? Is it our conscience? Is it our higher self? Did I already say that one? Is this all the same freaking thing? We're using all this language to talk about, I believe, the same thing. And yes, there are little subtle differences, like the facets of a diamond. But why narrow it down to one or even two? Why can't we say, like, do we really trust ourselves as humans so little? Are we so suspicious and skeptical of our own souls that we can't say that God can be all of this? So with all that, I'm going to read to you, I guess I've talked myself into what this episode's about, so thanks for bearing with me. I'm going to read to you some of the journal entries that I've been doing in the spirit of Elizabeth Gilbert's spiritual practice. It's very simple, you guys. It's nothing complicated. It doesn't require a Bible or any kind of holy scripture, although I do love all of those things, time and place. It just involves you and your own mind and your own, I mean, I'm not even going to say my mind, because this is not like an intellectual exercise where you think, what would God tell me, like, objectively. It's a spiritual practice in that you open yourself, I'll speak for myself, I open myself to some sort of wisdom, guidance, intuition, knowledge that maybe is not at the top of my mind, maybe is not even in my mind, because my mind is usually filled with endless chatter about things that have happened or might be happening, or that I'm afraid of happening, or that I hope will be happening. The mind lives almost everywhere else but the present. So this activity, this exercise, enables me to be present and to listen to what my inner wisdom, whatever I'm going to call that, the universe, God, spirit, bullshit, is telling me. Okay, so September 8th, 2022, this is just several days after I moved into my new heart home. Dear God, what would you have me know today? And for those who are visual, I'll find a way to share these in some sort of printed form. Right now, they're just my scribble scrabble handwriting in my journal. Here's God. Here's my God talking to me through me. Good morning, beautiful. Aw, thanks, God. I would have you know that I love you, and you don't have to do anything for my love. You can trust yourself to avoid the pain. Maybe. You can cling desperately to the source that you think will give you what you desire. But, sorry, I was rereading that line. What I wrote, you can trust yourself to avoid the pain. You can twist yourself to avoid the pain. You can cling desperately to the source that you think will give you what you desire. But let go and see that I'm here to give you everything you need. You don't trust me because you think I'm something I'm not. You think I am greedy for your love. Isn't that true? But I'm not jealous or possessive. I'm generous and good. You haven't yet been fully converted to my ways. Ooh, burn. You're still stuck in the past. All of you are. To when you thought love was pain and sacrifice and hardship. But love is gentle, patient, kind, slow to anger, not possessive, not jealous, not envious. Love is real and good, and I know that all you want to do is live in love every day. See, God knows me. You've been running around holding your breath, waiting for the chance to release. It's time to release. The time is now. The spirit is real, and she brought you here. So stop running and be here. Be here in this place you manifested for yourself. We co-created this together. Play your music, water your plants, live your life, love your people here and now. Whew, I got chills. Do not worry about what you will eat, drink, wear. Give one day at a time. Whew, okay. Oh, there's more. I skipped a couple pages, I guess, when I was journaling. You have been loyal to your soul and you won't be punished for it. Your reward will be freedom. Freedom from fear, freedom to feel, freedom to be with me, freedom to build the life we always dreamed of. This is our time. And I love you. And, oh shoot, I should have read this before. I love you and want everything your heart desires to come true. I want it all for you, with you, believe me, and believe in me. I'm real. I'm you. I'm God. I'm here. I'm the parade of people who you love and who love you. I'm all of them. I listed a bunch of people, but I don't want to read them out loud. It's just people that were like fresh on my mind. You're not sure, but that's not your job to be. You are an animal foraging for your next meal. But your spirit is in my hands. Your body too. I got you. Take care of your spirit. Take care of your body. The rest will come together. The unpacking and the rugs and the tea kettle. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I just picked up a tea kettle yesterday that somebody was giving away online for free. Hey, see? A couple months later, but it happened. And the curtains and the garbage disposal. That's a whole story. And power wash and all of the other things that will happen but are right now out of your control. You're trying to control too many things and it's draining you. You can't hold all that, and that's okay. You don't need to. I'm here working things out in their time. I'm here taking care of business behind the scenes. I am your perfect assistant. I have your back and I have your best interests at heart. Your real interests for safety and love and comfort and security and beauty and peace. I won't lead you astray. I will lead you into arms of love where you can relax and let go. And be free to love and enjoy this life I gave you. This life you chose to live. The one you are. The one you choose every day when you wake up to do it all again. See? I gifted you this method of prayer that you've been carrying around for months and remembering to use, and it's working. You are writing not as you, but as me. A conversation with God. You are filling your pages with positive affirmations and words of love and encouragement. You are not recording your troubles, but your solutions. To trust me. Do you believe me? Do you believe I'm real? Okay, so nobody can tell me that's me. That was not only me, at least not the ego me. writing that day, I was full of fear and anxiety. I had just moved in here. I did not know how I was going to pay the next month of rent. I was terrified. And yet, when I sat down to do this, God was there. And that is what this time has been for me, is remembering that I don't have to look outside myself, that being with me is enough, and that any outward reaching I do is not from a place of desperation, but a place of connection and wanting to share. I'm really wanting to strengthen who I am so I can share that with people and not need it from outside. I mean, obviously getting it from outside is great. We all need each other. But I also need to know I have it for myself. Okay, let's move on. September 17th, so about 10 days later. Dear God, what would you have me know today? It's okay to rest. It's okay to not do everything you think of doing. It's okay to be still. And that's the end of that entry, because I think I was laying in bed and I was thinking, oh, this would be a good time for me to do this journaling exercise. But it wasn't really in me. So my authenticity said, not today, just rest. Okay, 10 days later, apparently this is a pattern for me every 10 days. Dear God, what would you have me know today? My beautiful girl, man, God is so freaking nice to me. Know that you are mine and I am leading you on the path, page turn, that will take you into the deepest parts of yourself, and that's where I am. Well, I am everywhere all the time, but where I live is deep in your soul, and I want you here with me. I'm bringing you into me, and it hurts and it stings because there are parts of you that don't belong here, that won't fit here, parts of you that are too big for this secret, quiet place of comfort and peace. So you need to let those parts go. You need to let me create a temple in your life. Shit. Whew. Let me curate the collection of traits and ways that you need to bring to be here with me. It's not hard, but it's also not easy to let go of the traps that are preventing you from more fully entering into the fullness of life with me. Worrying about what you will eat or drink or wear, or whether you'll have enough money, those are all unnecessary for a life with me. Don't worry. Don't live your life in worry. You are good. Share yourself with others. Be yourself. Don't worry about whether it's enough or you're enough. We made you the way you are for a reason. I didn't anticipate getting emotional reading this. To shine bright as you are. Trust that. Know that. Live that. Be. Just be. So I haven't actually read these since I wrote them. I don't usually go back and read them. I just write them and then I, you know, take a nap or get up and face my day or go to bed or whatever it is I'm doing. So it's very powerful to go back and read them. Okay. 10-7. Let's see, how many days later is that? Oh, where were we? 17? Okay. Little longer. God, what would you have me know today? I would have you know that you have never needed anything else to make you whole. All your life you have thought that if you could just reach that next milestone or climb that next rung or wear those clothes or have that hair or master that spiritual technique or achieve that body or sing like that or improve yourself in any other way, that you would then be happy and fulfilled and worthy of achieving any of the myriad of accomplishments on your list. But do you see how all these years later, it's just me and you? All these hopes, and we're just still here together. You're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You know that song, right? That Shania song. You still wanna run to the woman I belong to. You still the one I want for life. You, not any man or mate or best friend or job or career path. You. And you've always hated the idea of you are the one you have been waiting for, because you have believed that you are deficient in some way, that you're not good enough, need to change, need to grow in order to finally be worth it. But you are all that you will ever be right now. And by now, you know yourself. And you know what makes you you. And nobody can take that from you or negate that. So apparently God knows all the things to say to me to break open my heart. Try this, friends. Try this practice and see what happens. See what your soul has to say to you. October 11th, so just a few days later. What would you have me know today? It's okay to be sad. It's okay to grieve and mourn. Your old life is over. Your new life beckons. You had to leave the old and come with me here so that you could know what it's like to trust and believe. Otherwise, you never would have been able to know. You're tired and you. And then I stopped because that's all I guess I needed to hear. October 16th, 5 days later. What would you have me know today? You're overwhelmed with options. Things feel both possible and impossible at the same time. You need to take absolute care of yourself so you know how to do the things you're going to do. How to choose which way to go in any given moment. You feel really far away in what should be, I don't know what that says there, but you are missing the beauty of going with the path and trusting me to get you there. Oh, here we go. This is very dense text. Hopefully I can read this. One moment at a time. When your anxiety takes over and you worry about what to do next, you take one moment at a time. It is a simple life you want? Is it a simple life you want? A passionate life centered on serving people and celebrating life and love? Then do nothing but simple things. Take simple steps. Stick to what you know and love. Ignore the temptations for bigger, better, more, for they will leave you empty. Contact the deepest part of your heart and seek to nourish that with your actions and your choices. Okay, Hannah, I don't want to read that. It's too personal. Okay, I'll read this. This is kind of about me choosing my married life over what I was going to do before I got married. You were ready to sell it all and go away to a place where you would live so simply, immersed in service and in community that would nourish your soul. So just a quick side note, before I met my soon-to-be ex-husband, I was about to move to Philadelphia to do a year of volunteer work. And I was going to live in community. I was getting ready to sell my car and just simplify. And then I chose not to go and instead stayed and got married. Okay. Through that path, you would find a great deal of learning about who you were and what was important to you. You also would make a good amount of sacrifices, but you'd be anchored in love. You did not choose that path. Instead, you nestled safely into a place of nurturing and wealth, a place of fine food and leisure time, but you quickly found that place to be empty, so you hurried to fill it with service and ministry, still struggling to hear the still small voice. The journey was long and your feet confused. You tried to hear my voice, but you couldn't with how complex things had become. You needed to free yourself from that environment and from that lifestyle in order to return to me. I am the still small voice. I am you. I am the narrator of your life, objective but compassionate. I know you want to live in love and as close to me as possible, and I'm telling you today that you can. You came here to do that, and you can. Today, you got up and blindly chose a book from your shelf, Pray Always by Edward Hayes. You opened to chapter 10, Simplicity and Prayer. This is what your life will flow from. This is what your ministry to the world will be about what happens when you return to the basics and live simply. Much love will flow, much life will grow. Riches will be far greater than any you've ever had before. You live the life you choose. You choose to not give in to the temptation of more, but be still and know that I've got you covered. I've got it all taken care of. Just come with me. Okay, let me read. How many more of these are there? Gosh, I guess I've done a lot more of this than I realized. I don't know if I have time to read you all of them today. I got to get ready for my appointment, but let me see if I can get through these next couple. October 30th. Thanks for being here, by the way, for this. If you're hanging in, how long have I been recording? 32 minutes. Okay. Let me read these last couple. I just decided to read you all of them. It's very intimate, but this is what I wanted to do here on this podcast. So it's called The Sharing Project for a reason. Okay. My love, I want you to know that you have what it takes to thrive. Do you see a pattern here? All of these say the same thing. You are afraid that life will pass you by while you're growing and that everyone around you is moving on without you. But as you watch everyone else's lives, you are becoming exactly who you were meant to be. Your task right now is not to grow as quickly as you can, but as deliberately. You are a masterpiece not to be rushed. And you think you're behind because you've been stifled and shaded, but you've placed yourself in the sun and you're getting what you need to flourish. Only you know exactly what type of environment you need to thrive. You knew you needed space and uncluttered at that, and quiet and music in the air and sunlight and air and roots and community and love. Now grow unrushed and flower, but also rest and be. You don't always have to be growing. You can just rest and just be there, smiling and shining or sleeping, giving off your fragrance, enjoying life as it comes, exactly what is meant for you. Not sure that's exactly what that says, but that's the idea. Okay, November 12th. So we've got a gap now of couple weeks, actually. So again, this isn't a regular thing for me. I don't do this every day, but when I feel anxious or it's usually when I feel anxious or worried, I'll just be like, I should probably just do this. Hello, God. What would you have me know on this fine day? Oh, apparently I was having a fine day. Okay, let me look at my calendar and see what's going on then. Let's see. The 12th was this. When was it? Where am I? Okay. Oh, last Saturday. All right. Oh, I had a massage the night before. Okay, that's what happened. Oh, and Saturday ended up being a really great day. Okay, Kristen, child, daughter, beautiful one. I want you to know that you already know. And waiting for the right time or place no longer exists. You already know that I've been with you from the beginning. In the pews singing number 198, Here I Am, Lord. That's a reference to when I was little, I used to open up the hymnal to that song and sing it to myself in the church. It continues to be my favorite song. You know that you've loved me and have been with me for as long as you remember. Your first communion was such a special experience for you. Do you remember how you cried when your brother received his? You were 9. You were moved. You want to give your children the experience of encountering a God within them that is flesh and blood. You believe and still do that Jesus was present in the Eucharist. But the question you have is that the only way he's present? You wonder how to keep and teach the spirituality of God incarnate without the vehicle of the Catholic Church. You need to keep searching. You don't want your children to suffer the same way you did in a codependent religion, but you don't want them to miss out. They're not missing out. God is in you. Oh my God. Okay, so I think I'm gonna stop I have another one, but I think that's a good place to end. I'll include the next one, the last one, I mean, in the next installment of this. Did you guys appreciate hearing these? Was it awkward? Was it helpful? I know when I've read these types of exchanges in the past, Neil Donald Walsh, and then there's another book I'm thinking of. What is that book? It's a really beautiful book where this woman writes like from Jesus's perspective, and I love it. I'll put it in the show notes after I look it up, okay? It's always been valuable for me to read people's intimate conversations with God because it gives, I don't know, it's like a certain amount of permission, I guess, to just like have it without intermediary. Is that a real word? You know what I mean? Without something in between, right? That there's nothing in between. Oh, there's a song that goes like that, isn't there? Something like you and me with nothing in between. Speaking of nothing in between, what was I going to say? Some stupid mammogram reference. I got to go. All right. I really valued the chance to share this with you all today. And I encourage you, if you are moved, to start your own spiritual practice, whether that's, you know, what would you have me know today? You don't even have to include the word God if that's not your thing. If that's a hindrance, don't include the word God. Just write from a place of love and non-judgment. Well, actually, don't even put that requirement on it. Just pick up the pen and see what happens. It's not a journal. It's not me writing down my thoughts, right? It's something different. It's coming from a different place inside of myself. And it always surprises me. And obviously, it continues to surprise me because I'm moved to tears reading the words, okay? God bless you all. Happy Thanksgiving. I know that's a controversial statement and holiday, but if nothing else, we can give thanks for the gratitude that we have for things and people and for the land that we live on and continue to work for justice. So have a wonderful one. Again, let me know if you want to be on my show. I'd love to have you. Okay, bye for now.
Close your eyes and tell me what you see. The two